This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic. Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Time to go into post. 11-17, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you here until midnight. Sixers fall tonight in Toronto, unfortunately. 113-102, once again, a highly anticipated game as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Not what we expected. We thought it would be a little closer. It started off that way. Sixers really looked to be in control of the contest very early on. But then the Toronto Raptors going a big-time run, not being able to stop the Raptors on the offensive glass, giving up 17 offensive rebounds to the Toronto Raptors. A lot of second-chance opportunities. Again, 22 points and second-chance opportunities for the Raptors. So many things went wrong for the Sixers in this loss, dropping their record now to 17-9, 4-8 on the road, something that they're going to have to figure out how to win on the road if they're going to make some noise in the postseason later on. I know it's game number 26, but this is a team that we're no longer looking at getting 30 wins and gradually getting to 40 wins. We're talking about a 50-win basketball team going against some of the top teams here in the Eastern Conference. And your big man did not come to play. 5 of 17 from the floor, 36 minutes and 25 seconds, 10 points, 12 rebounds. You needed more from him tonight. While Jimmy Butler gave you what he could with the 38 points, you needed Joel Embiid to, again, have one of those 31-point outputs that he had in the first contest on October 30th in Toronto, because at that point, it was 31 points from Embiid, a double-digit rebounding night, again, for the big fella, a double-double, right? In that first game, Serge Ibaka and Jonas Valanciunas combined for 39 points in the win over the Sixers October 30th, right? Tonight, you only get 10 from Joel Embiid, 12 rebounds. Tonight, you get 40-plus from Jonas Valanciunas and Serge Ibaka again. Going out there, 16 rebounds to go along with the 40-plus points from the two centers for the Toronto Raptors. Totally outplaying your all-star center, Joel Embiid, on a night when they really needed for him to step up and show something. Yes, he got into foul trouble early. That has been a problem for him from time to time against these better teams. Boston, Toronto, right, etc. He also gave you 4 turnovers because he struggled with the double team yet again. I don't know what it is about these good teams that they show him. The bad teams show him the double teams too. They blitz him. They dig down on him when they have an opportunity to make it uncomfortable for him. But for some reason, against these good teams, the same for Ben Simmons. Only 8 points tonight and 7 turnovers. Obviously, with the 10 rebounds and 11 assists, you love that as always. 4 of 6 from the floor, the aggressiveness going to the basket. But the 7 turnovers, again, a problem for Ben Simmons. 11 turnovers between Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and both playing 34-plus minutes on the night. You needed your two young stars to step up tonight and give a better overall output. While Jimmy Butler did his part, J.J. Redick did his part. And I know a lot of people are going to say, it's not a big deal. Well, this was a nice early test, as we talked about before the game. We can't say it was a nice early test before the game, right? Thinking that they can win it, and then say, it doesn't matter at the end when they lose in the fashion that they did, where it looked like seemingly, for the most part in the first half, they had control of the game and then fall apart with the runs that Toronto put up. The offensive rebounds, you can see the lack of athleticism from time to time from the depth overall that, hey, listen, I've told people, this is how I feel. I told people when Toronto acquired Kawhi Leonard, that they were the number 2 team in the Eastern Conference behind Boston. Now, we see that they're the number 1 team because Kawhi Leonard is better than DeMar DeRozan. The bench is still deep. They add another versatile defender and shooter in Danny Green in that trade, and it works out. This team is very good. This is a test for the 76ers, and so far through the 2 games that they played them, they have not passed that test. It's early. They have a chance to look at this tape, be mad at themselves for how they play, go take on the Detroit Pistons and back-to-back games, beat the crap out of them like you should against those teams that you play against. And then when it's time to play Boston, Milwaukee, Toronto, Indiana, that you go out there and you show something against those teams as well. Do your part and give them work. And once you get later on to the postseason, when you play Boston and Toronto and Milwaukee in the playoffs, you win that seven-game series. You gain some confidence because you've seen on film, after watching you beat them, that you can compete against those top teams. Right now, the Sixers struggle against these teams like Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee, and we'll see how they fare against some of them as the season goes on and they have an opportunity to continue to gel with Jimmy Butler and the rest of the team. The lack of depth right now is showing a little bit against these teams where you have Valanciunas, Fred VanVleet, OG Anunoby, DeLon Wright. They all come in. Even Greg Monroe, when Serge Ibaka, pardon me, when Jonas Valanciunas got into foul trouble and they didn't want to use Serge Ibaka for extended minutes, they gave Greg Monroe 5 minutes and 36 seconds and he gave them some solid minutes. He was a plus one on the floor in the first half for the Toronto Raptors when they needed him most, 2 of 4 from the floor, giving him 4 quick points. And again, not allowing Joel Embiid to dominate. He only got to the free throw line tonight 2 times, missing both of his free throws. So your observations tonight in the Sixers' loss to the Raptors, highly anticipated game. You all wanted to see it. You all wanted to talk about it. Now's your chance. We see what happened. Let's talk about it until midnight and abbreviate it in the post run. 610-632-0975. Will, we got you first. Thanks for hanging on, man. We'll get to you when we get back. 610-632-0975. You wanted it. You got it, but you didn't want the result. 113-102 loss to the Raptors right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Classes light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's 3 locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevoz, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
There's only one thing better than watching really tall men in big baggy shorts running, bouncing, and shooting. And that's the after party at Delilah's. Just show your ticket stub for free admission. You'll be surrounded by outstanding food and the world's most beautiful showgirls. And not one of them will be wearing big baggy shorts. At least not for long. After the game, come play at Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse. Just off Delaware Avenue and just out of this world. Delilah's, voted America's number one gentleman's club. Delilah's, always on top. Get all the details now at Delilah's.com.
Honey, why is that box strapped to an engine?
That's the Boxinator 9000, like Santa's got in his workshop. It gets presents out fast.
But the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send presents and cards fast.
Oh, that's good. The Boxinator 9000 ain't exactly street legal.
From shipping supplies to ship-by dates, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the Informed Delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Dallas this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
There's nothing like being present together. Show her how you feel with Red Bow Deals at JCPenney. Dazzling jewelry gifts that come all wrapped up and ready to give. Hurry in now for up to 80% off Red Bow Deals and fine jewelry. Plus, enjoy amazing deals like half-carat total weight diamond bracelets for only $97.49 when you take 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 12/5 to 12/8. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
When it's cold outside, it's time to play inside. Challenge the family at shuffleboard or go old school with your friends at an arcade game. Royal Billiards and Recreation has everything you need to get your game room or man cave ready for indoor fun all winter long. For over 36 years, Royal Billiards and Recreation has been offering the best in pool tables, game tables, bars, and more. From pro athlete mansions to bachelor pads or family fun centers, the Royal Billiards team can guide you every step of the way, from choosing the right games to setting them up. Royal Billiards and Recreation is your one destination for fun. Visit their showroom on 309 in Hatfield or at royalbilliard.com. Royalbilliard.com.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan, because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com.
Sports talk for Jenkintown and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, it's your turn in the post. 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until midnight. So we got about a 30-minute time frame here for you all to get your points in. I mean, the Sixers didn't get their points in. They lost tonight. 113 on the road, 102 in Toronto in a highly anticipated game. As we said, a barometer of sorts for this basketball team, and they did not get the result that we wanted to see out there tonight. 610-632-0975. As promised, we start off with Will in Newtown on In the Post. What's going on, Will? Thanks for hanging on, man.
Hey, no problem. What's going on, Devon?
How you doing, man?
It could have been better. You know, I was very excited for this game tonight, like most of us were.
Yep.
And disappointed, you know. It's just one word for it.
What exactly were you disappointed about?
Well, Jimmy Butler, definitely, he came to play. I just wish I could have gotten a little bit more out of Embiid and Simmons. So, just the overall, I mean, it seems just kind of like a mirror image of the last game we played. Just minus the fact we had Jimmy Butler this game. And again, you know, he did all he could, but we still came up short.
Yeah, and again, man, I can't point it out enough, and Tom McGinnis pointed it out during the post-game coverage that we had. Jonas Valanciunas off the bench, 9 of 13. Oh, Will, 9 of 13, 8 of 9 from the free throw line, 26 and 8 in 18 minutes. Will, that's just unacceptable. And then you factor in Serge Ibaka's 18 points that he had with his 8 rebounds. They flat out dominated Joel Embiid tonight.
Yeah, they definitely they had his number, that's for sure.
And I just saw a quote from him post-game. Obviously, we didn't have an opportunity to hear the audio, but I just saw a quote where he was pointing out how he's out on the perimeter way too much, and between him and the coaches and the players, they have to figure out a way for him to be down on the block a little more. No kidding.
Yeah. It's been my biggest argument with him myself is, you know, and I don't want to say, you know, he doesn't have the legs for it, you know, to get down there as much as he can, but... he definitely should be down there grinding more so than taking them perimeter shots.
Yeah, and tonight he shot 4 3-pointers, man. Two of them, Will, thanks for the call. Really appreciate your input here in the post. 0-4 from behind the three-point line tonight for Joel Embiid. I believe two of them were good shots. The other two, I thought one was a little bit deep for my liking. He shot it from about 29, 30 feet out. And it was one of those, I haven't touched the ball in a while, let me shoot this one. Now, he's very good, of course, with the dribble handoffs, looking for J.J. Redick, Jimmy Butler, and all Landry Shamet as well to try to get them going. But sometimes when he doesn't touch the ball and he is floating out on the perimeter a little bit too much, then he sometimes just goes right to a shot where it's not needed. And again, a long 29, 30-foot three-pointer from your center, I just didn't need that at that particular time. 610-632-0975. Jimmy Butler, fantastic. 15 of 27. Kept them in the game. Without him and J.J. Redick, I don't know where they would have been. You're talking about 63 points between Redick and Butler tonight, and they needed every bit of it for the 102 points that they got out of the Sixers. 610-632-0975. Chris in South Jersey's in the post on the Fanatic. Hey, Chris.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Not good after this one, man. I wanted to see a really good game from start to finish, and we did not get it.
Yeah, man. I'm kind of getting used to it when it's these big, meaningful games against Boston and Toronto.
Why? Why is it? What do they do differently, Chris, against the Sixers that makes them basically get away from what they do well?
Well, I think what it is, you know, you got to look at how Boston and Toronto was built, and I'm not particularly mad at Embiid, you know, having an off night. I think in the 7-game series, he's not going to have, you know, 4 of these type of games against, you know, Boston or Toronto.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is why we got Jimmy Butler, because he goes for 40, and say Embiid has 20 points tonight, the game looks totally different. But, you know, we got to have a backup point guard. We don't have that. And, you know, it's like Boston, you still got to worry about Terry Rozier. Even like Toronto down to Fred VanVleet, but they still got guys that are interchangeable that can keep their offense going.
Like,
I think we got to give Shamet some more point guard reps. I think since we don't have Fultz right now and it's just TJ McConnell as our backup point guard, Shamet is our best shooter off the bench outside of Korkmaz that can dribble the ball and possibly run the offense. That's what we need. We need somebody outside of Ben Simmons that can set all of these other shooters up, because we have the shooting. I believe we have the shooting.
I don't think you have enough, because Korkmaz doesn't look ready for a game like this one.
I think because, you know, he hasn't had a whole lot of time out there yet, but I think late in the season he might hit his stride.
Okay.
But what I was saying.
But right now, he didn't look like he needed to be out there.
Right. I mean, we're not even to the All-Star break, though, yet. You know,
But Chris, we can't have it both ways. When we were looking for this one and trying to evaluate it and see if they can do something good, they did some good, all of it really in the first half, and then it kind of went the other way. So when we look at it, we're evaluating them at game number 26 saying, hey, we want to see something strong from this team against this type of matchup, and it didn't happen. So we got to look at it both ways.
Now, just speaking the second half, look at this. Look at their second half minutes. Just if you just pay attention to it, look at how their second half minutes are used as
The Sixers?
That's enough. Yeah, just our rotations. They're horrible. They've been horrible for a while. We, you know, when those big games come, we don't. Brett Brown doesn't rotate these guys all the time.
I'll give you the second half numbers right now, minutes wise. Landry Shamet 847, T.J. McConnell 1034, Mike Muscala 904, Furkan 53 seconds.
Furkan had 53 seconds?
Yes.
There you go.
Yep, second half. But again, maybe it was something Brett saw, Chris, thanks for the call, that he felt like Shamet wasn't ready for that moment against this team on the road, nationally televised game. At home, maybe. On the road, not so much. 610-632-0975. TJ McConnell on the night overall. He played 22 minutes and 53 seconds. 3 of 4 from the floor. 5 steals. two rebounds, two assists, but he did have five turnovers. So you're going to get that a lot of times when he has a game like this where people will listen. We need a better backup point guard. Markelle Fultz not there. Landry Shamet basically playing the J.J. Redick role. You want the ball in his hands a little bit since he played point in college. But I don't think they groom him much to play that point guard position. They want him to be who he is, which is that shooter off the bench right now. I'm not sure you're going to get those minutes point guard-wise for Landry Shamet. Justin and Voorhees is in the post on the Fanatic. What's up, Justin? Yo, Justin. All right, check in with Justin in a bit. Right now we go to Howard in Newtown Square on 97.5 The Fanatic in the post. What's up, Howard?
Hey, what's up, Devin?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. It was a good game. However, we keep stressing that we need a huge bench to help the starters. You can't have a team that don't have a bench to win a game. And we saw Toronto a bench. They came up tonight and just outscored the Sixers bench. So actually, we need about two-way players, defensive players, and players that can come off the bench and score to supplement the starters.
Mm-hmm.
In the absence of that, we can't go anywhere. Trust me.
No, I like the team overall, Howard. You know, you just get a night like tonight where there was a barometer set for you. It was a highly anticipated game. That's why it was on a nationally televised game. And they played well for the most part in the first half. And then in the second half, while they made a run to come back and make things closer, in the end, it didn't happen for them. So it's early. We'll see. Yeah, but still plenty of time.
But before you know why they play well, they have a good starter. They have a good starting five. But they don't have a bench to supplement the starters.
No, they're not deep enough. Not deep enough. It hurts, Howard, when you don't have Markelle Fultz. Unfortunately, you don't want to bring it up. Thanks for the call. But he is that type of player that you're looking for to infuse some of that energy to run the point guard position, to be that combo guard for the 76ers. But right now, it's hurting them to not have him against a team like the Toronto Raptors if he's up to the challenge. 610-632-0975. And Voorhees is Justin. We're checking back in with him in the post. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How are you?
Good, man. What's going on with you?
I'm not sorry about that.
All good.
I had you on mute in the store. So.
All good, man. All good.
I'm with you here. This was an early test. I'm majorly disappointed. I mean, I don't think it's an issue, but it already, like, is in the back of my mind. Jimmy Butler, you know, just being disappointed that Ben and Joel, you know, didn't show up tonight. I don't know. The biggest thing to me, real quick, is Embiid, two foul shots, missed them both, which is unreal.
Mm-hmm.
All I was thinking of was a free Frosty if we were home. And that's just telling right there. I don't even understand how that's possible. I do kind of recall him struggling versus, like, Valanciunas. I mean, Toronto as a whole and Valanciunas, I mean, really his short little career so far. I don't know why. It kind of baffles me. I mean, I've seen him dominate against Anthony Davis, and then Valanciunas gives him problems. Well, he's a decent player, but
yeah, I don't know.
Still,
it was just the size, the skill, maybe offensively, gives Embiid a little bit of trouble there, and that's something. And listen, he can put him up on him as well. He gave him 31 the last time that they played, but he also had like 23 off the bench the last game as well.
Yeah, he scores. I mean, either he's getting in his head, whether he talks or if it's just by play on the floor or whatever it is. They're throwing Embiid off his game. Simmons and Embiid, both the turnovers last time were horrendous. This time they were bad. I kind of put it on. I mean, I don't know. I know Brett Brown's still trying to figure out the rotations completely, but I don't know. I saw early in the second quarter, Furkan Korkmaz, one-on-one manning up Kawhi Leonard on two different back-to-back possessions got back down and schooled, which I know we have a short bench, but Korkmaz, like, it's either he makes a three, I mean, and that's great, and then he gives up 6 or 9 points in 2 minutes. And I just don't want to see him play anymore.
Yeah,
but I know
him on Kawhi Leonard is not the matchup you want, Justin. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Sixers fall 113-102. We are in the post. One more segment right here on the Fanatic.
The fun. on giving.
Give it up.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
It's Cowboys Week.
This week, it's the most important Philadelphia Eagles football game since the Super Bowl. It's a divisional battle for first place and a vital must-win step to get to the playoffs.
Check it out.
Join Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at noon for the Fanatic pregame show. Live from Sugar House. Listen for the Fanatic's Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking game news. After the game, it's Torty and Stasak taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
If you're tired of the same old Gentlemen's Club experience, it's time you visit Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. The holiday season is here, so come and celebrate in style at Creekside Cabaret's XXXmas Bash, hosted by XXX star Roxy Delight, with a complimentary gourmet buffet on Friday, December 14th and Saturday, December 15th. Also, make sure to check out Creekside's brand new Food Truck Fridays with new local food trucks on premises each Friday night. During football season, stop by for $3 Miller Lights and Thursday night football. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
There's nothing like being present together. Show her how you feel with Red Bow deals at JCPenney. Dazzling jewelry gifts that come all wrapped up and ready to give. Hurry in now for up to 80% off Red Bow deals and fine jewelry. Plus, enjoy amazing deals like half-carat total weight diamond bracelets for only $97.49 when you take 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney. Style and value for all. Offers valid 12/5 to 12/8. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Rich Eisen here for Honda. Dreaming of snow? Then you'll love the 2018 Honda CR-V. You will drive with confidence through snowy conditions thanks to the available real-time all-wheel drive. And holiday shopping will be easier than ever with the available smart entry with walk-away auto lock that lets you lock and unlock your CR-V without even taking out your key. And the available hands-free access power tailgate can even lend a hand when yours are full. So hurry to your Honda dealer for a great deal during the Happy Honda Days sales event.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Joe Torty from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Philly's official Flyer station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
.11 46, 97.5, The Fanatic. We are in the post for one final segment. Sixers fall tonight on the road, 113-102 to the Toronto Raptors in a big game early in the season, but still a big game. This test to see where the 76ers are. They dropped to 17-9 on the season. Toronto now sitting at 21-5, still atop of the Eastern Conference standings right now. As we look at the standings currently, Milwaukee, of course, still in the second place. Sixers have 2 games up on the Pistons, and they have the Pistons back-to-back. They 7 o'clock on Friday right here on the Fanatic. You can hear that game right here again on 97.5 The Fanatic. So, in the post we go with Joe on the cell right here on 97.5. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Devon, I'll tell you.
Yes.
I am greatly disappointed.
Okay, go for it. Shoot.
I don't know if you're if you heard the interview yesterday with Joel, and he was talking about how he doesn't think that there's any big man that can really guard him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you something. He got taken to school tonight. They took his lunch money tonight, and I am really, really upset about that. The other thing that bothers me, it's the same thing that bothered me after that blowout Pistons game where they had 28 turnovers. And
yep.
The turnovers tonight are unacceptable.
Yeah, they have to figure out against these good teams, man, again, to stop having these high turnover type games.
And that's a coaching issue to me. You know? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you see it, but to me it's a coaching issue.
Yeah, I point things out about Brett Brown a lot, but I don't do it as much as a lot of other people do. He really gets under people's skin. Not as much as for me, as of late, early on, I was there with you, Joe. But yes, I still find things that I'm not too keen with. But overall, I'm not giving him too much heat overall tonight. I needed more from Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, too.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it was Joel Embiid showing up small. I mean, that Valanciunas, He took him to school.
Yeah, he did. I mean, and Serge Ibaka. Yeah, he did. And Serge Ibaka used him right as well. Thanks for the call, Joe. Really appreciate it. He used him right as well in the first half where he really gave Embiid problems and he got him in foul trouble. Now, Embiid got Valanciunas in foul trouble in the first half where he had 3. He had to be out early. That's where Greg Monroe came in when they had that run and helped out 2 of 4 for 4 points. But Ibaka overall was really good as well. Plus 40 points for Ibaka and Jonas Valanciunas combined on the night, and beat only 10 points on the evening. John and Gladwin is in the post. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hanging in there, man. I wanted to see a better output tonight, but unfortunately, we did not get it.
Yeah, I hear you. Got a couple comments. You know, whether it's football, whether it's hockey or basketball, defensive pressure causes turnovers over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody talks about shooters, and I get that, but you know what? These elite teams, they shut them down. We saw it in Boston last year in the playoffs with Bellinelli and Redick struggled. The Sixers made Tatum look like an all-star, and then he went up against Cleveland, and what happened?
Mm-hmm.
They took care of him. So defense is big. I mean, they defended tonight. Toronto really defended well.
No, they did, man, and that's one of the things. You look at the depth, the versatility that they have, the switchability that they have overall as a basketball team, and they have so many. Again, look at their wings. Kawhi Leonard, Danny Green, off the bench you have Ananobi. Don't forget about Pascal Siakam. And then you would throw in CJ Miles, DeLon Wright. They just have wing upon wing upon wing upon wing.
Yeah, you know, I hate to bring it up, but maybe I'm wrong, but I felt like tonight, if he had his shot somewhat together, they could have used Faulks' speed up and down the court.
Oh, no, no doubt. Yes.
You know, his defensively, he looked like he was coming along. Maybe it could have made a difference.
No, they absolutely could have used him. And I hate to bring it back up, John. I know you just did. I brought it up a little earlier. Thanks for the call. And you don't want to, because we're still trying to figure things out with him and where he is. But yes, you definitely could use. I'm not going to say you miss him, but you could use that type of player out there on the floor tonight to infuse some of that energy and give you some points that are much needed. Let's go to David in Willingboro in the post next on the Fanatic. Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, my man? How's everything?
Doing all right, man. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Unlike most, I'm not surprised nor hurt and upset by this, because, number one, come on, obviously people have not been watching Toronto. Let's just get that out.
I have. That's why I said I wanted to see a specific type of game from the Sixers tonight, and I didn't get it.
Right. But, well, the thing that happens is, I just want to make two quick points. Number one, for everyone that's yelling about, oh, Joel's on the perimeter, The irony to me of all of this is, I don't know if irony is the right adjective, but you do all know he's running the plays his coach sets up for him.
Mm-hmm.
We do all understand that that it would take Joel to go, screw your game plan, coach, I'm going to the post. Now, if that's what we want, you understand where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
But his coach sets up the plays. And the reality of it is, Joel, and this is on him, he probably needs to learn to study his opponents. If you pay attention to him, he always struggles against the Redwoods, like Valachonis, my man, whatever name, the kid from Boston, Steve Adams, because they're like Oakwoods, and he tries to bang with them as opposed to maybe learning, like, let me just mid-range them to death, make them step out to me, now I'm going to take them. He doesn't know that yet, and he's learning, which brings me to the third point, and I'm not calling for this man's head, but we also need to realize that we really won't, the difference between us and the elite teams, with all due respect, is the coaching. Brett's young, too. And I think
as a head coach, right?
As a head coach. And I think maybe Brett should have a little bit more humility to that reality, but he gets out coached, because there are times when he needs to put the clipboard down and go, scrap that. Come on, fellas, let's go. But he's relying on his system. And then when they play the elite teams, all you got to do is pressure them. And it throws the whole system off. And then the players are stuck like, well, I don't know what to do, but to continue to run this system. So I feel, which is why I don't get that upset about losses like this to the elite teams, that until the coach realizes that, you know what, I need to step up. This is what we're going to do. We're going to be a team that maybe wins the first round, maybe get to the second round, and we'll lose, and we'll go, Joel and Ben didn't step up. When in reality, it's like, you know, our coach has to grow too. And I'm not calling for the man's head. I don't think I'm even criticizing Brett, but I do realize that, like, no, he gets out coached by the elite coaches. It is what it is.
Well, it's funny you say elite coaches, because I didn't know Nick Nurse was an elite coach in this league. But listen, he's got the top team in the Eastern Conference. Good to hear from you, Dave, man. Sorry, we got to keep it moving, because we got to give Lou the final shot here from Sacramento. Lou, you got about 30 seconds, my man. Sorry about that.
Okay, no problem. I think this team is a second-round playoff team. Let's not forget, tell me the last time when an NBA team won the NBA Finals with their best player in their second or third season. You forget these guys are really young. Ben Simmons in his second year, Embiid in his second half year. Butler is a top 20 player. He's not the best guy on the team. But they're still growing. So I think they're a 50, 55 win team. They have a lot of turnovers. They got to fix that. Why? Because they're a young team.
Well, yeah, they are.
Embiid or Hammond, yeah, they're still young. And they make exceptional plays. But when you see behind the back passes from Simmons, also you're going to see, you know,
yeah, turnovers in traffic off his
and
leg.
Try to pass the,
right,
yeah,
you're going to see that type
plan
of stuff. Listen, Lou, thanks so much, man. Sorry we couldn't give you more time. We got to get out of here. Dylan McKinnon, great job producing all night from 6 o'clock from Jaws to us and
All
the way now. So thank you so much. Colin Namoli, Tom McGinnis, Brian Seltzer. Appreciate all the help with the Sixers Radio Network and all of you guys with the calls tonight. I'll be back on Friday, 6 o'clock, right here on the Fanatic. Have a good night.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.